All right, we are live. Let me know how the audio is. Do you have my audio? Let me know in the live chat so we could get started. Oh, Music Guy is saying, don't forget to like the video. Thank you, Music Guy, in the live chat is doing my job for me. Thank you, saying, okay. Say, don't forget to like the chat, subscribe to this channel, and ring the bell for the notification. Wow, Mina being a serious YouTuber and the people in the live chat, Music Guy in the live chat helping me out too. To be more do my job right. Susanna is here, but her internet is not doing very well. Hi D, hi everyone. Okay, cool. So the Music Guy is confirming that the audio is good. All right, so we want to talk about something that very interesting happened. I'm gonna use events that happened to introduce more people with like different perspectives on Islam or like cultural differences, influences, views on religion and the different. So every time an event like this happens, it opens, it's an interesting way to teach people about what the disagreements are and why the ideological differences that people have in the world of Islam with each other. Okay. So for example, there was an alleged attempt by Saudi Arabia to remove Muhammad, okay, from the Saudi flag, okay. Apparently, that might have been fake news, but their reactions to it have been very telling, okay? So I'm going to use, this news is recent, okay? But before we get into the news and what the reaction to that was, it was like a Shia versus Sunni battle over this, okay? Iran versus Saudi Arabia battle over this on social media in reaction. But before I get into that news, Hi, Rasim. Suzanne is saying, Happy Valentine's Day, Habibis. Oh, okay. Before I get to that, I want to set the stage by showing you how sensitive the Saudi Arabia flag is, okay? I think it made a huge mistake originally when it came up with the Saudi Arabia flag because they decided to put the Shahada, the Kalama, the Arabic, okay, the Arabic version of it is the Kalama, because it's, Kalama means words, and there's like this, okay, so let me use Ali Dawa to explain this to you, okay? So basically, on the Saudi flag, it says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, right? This is one of the, you know, five pillars of Islam, you know, it's like what you testify to, you know, to be a Muslim, right? So what do you testify to be a Muslim basically means there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. These words are holy. Okay. And it's interesting because a lot of people are sensitive about the name Muhammad there. Right. Even though Allah is also there, it shows you people's priorities. But the thing that means that, you know, this is in earlier Islam, people had the same problem by putting Muhammad's name or Allah on coins and stuff, because that means that, I don't know, can you touch it with that you being purified with, you know, with the wuzu or not? Right? Because like it's now all over the place. Now you have to be careful it doesn't fall on the ground, you know, shit doesn't touch it. I know you don't hold it disrespectfully. It's a huge problem. So Saudi Arabia deciding to put that whole thing on their flag. Well, now you have to be very extremely careful about where where this flag is gonna be flown. Where is it going to be? It's not convenient, okay, to have that on your flag, okay? But just to show you, like, let's move back 1 year, right, when Saudi Arabia was becoming the height of having concerts and events in Saudi Arabia as a way to whitewash all the crimes that has been done by the Saudi government, okay, especially Mohammed bin Salman, as a way to distract away from that, and working, unfortunately, for a lot of people. They're bringing Justin Bieber, I don't know many celebrities, but a lot of these other celebrities. What was the celebrity who refused to come? Like, we should always remember that. Can somebody remind me who was the celebrity that refused this? I should know at least this one celebrity, because we should cherish that. But just to show you how big of a tension that could be, I'm gonna set the stage here with Ali Dawa. And then we're going to get to what recently has happened, okay? Nicki Minaj, thank you very much, okay? Sorry, I don't know. I'm not very good with celebrities, but I should know Nicki Minaj. Like, Nicki Minaj is somebody that we need to celebrate because she refused to go to Saudi Arabia. Okay, like we need to. She said like she was supposed to go, and then her LGBT fans brought to her attention the fact that you're being used. You shouldn't be celebrating as a regime like this. And she, in against her own financial interest, okay, she said no. Okay, so that needs to be celebrated. So thank you, Nicki Minaj, for that. Okay, yes, Susanna also is confirming. Thank you so much. Secular Sekai just gave us a super sticker. Thank you. All right, so let's go to Ali Dawa just to set the stage for you guys to have a better understanding of, you know, how what the issue is, what the controversy could be, and now then look at the recent controversy. Like, okay, so I start from here because the beginning was just an ad and had some music, and I don't want to get a copyright strike. Let me know if you have the audio from the video as soon as I play it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Do you have audio from the video, from Ali Dawa's video? Susanna in the live chat is saying, to be honest, I don't understand any of the honor and reverence that surrounds flags. That's a big deal in the U.S. Well, this is a lot more than just that. Okay, so like, yeah, actually, that's a good point, Susanna. So imagine like the reverence people have around flags, but this is like a million times more above that, because you have the, you know, I never refer to it as the Kalima, because people call it the Kalima. We call it the Shahadat, but now I realize like actually the people who are calling it the Kalima are more accurate, because the Shahada includes the Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah. But anyways, the phrase, let's from now on let's just refer to it as the phrase, okay? The Kalima, right? So actually here, let me bring this in front of you guys, right? This thing. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay. This the fact that this has Muhammad and Allah on it means that it's beyond just revering a flag. This is now the name of God, and Muhammad is on this. Like, even if it was a piece of paper, like, forget being a flag. It's a piece, it's just the name of Allah on it, right? Imagine having that next to like depraved stuff. People would be extremely offended, okay? So this is, and Ali Dawa is going to show you that right now, okay? Okay, so people are confirming in the live chat that the audio is good. Qasim is saying kalame, not kalima. Yeah, but okay, you're saying it like that, but people in English are referring. I'm talking to you about it the way people are writing about it in English. Okay, so let me. I know it's so in Persian it's kalame. Okay, kalame means word. They refer to it as the kalame because it's the short for the six words. The six kalame, but Basim is like, why are you saying kalima instead of kalame? Well, because in English articles and newsages use words like that's the like westernized pronunciation of it. They call it kalima, so that's why I'm saying it. I'm not just saying it for no reason like that. Okay. Anyways, let's get to Ali Dawa. Okay, sexy cat. Oh yeah, I just realized you're right. This is the English version of kalame, the English pronunciation of kalame is kalima. Kalima, our own kalima. I just realized that right now. Our own sexy Kali. Oh my God. Oh God, everything is coming together. All right. Okay. Jesus Christ. I can't look it. Right. Qasim is confirming. Qasim is like, sexy kalima means dirty talks, because kalame means like word in Persian and Arabic. Oh my God. Okay, everything is mixing together now. All right, hold on.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Susanna is getting confused. Susanna, just forget kalima, okay? It's called kalame, which is the word, okay? It's the word, right? So kalame is word. So when they say this is the kalame, means the six words. That's what they're referring to. La, I don't know how it counts up to six, because I've been trying to count it and it adds up to five or seven. La ilaha illa la Muhammada Rasulullah. That's seven. I don't know how that's six. I don't know, maybe two of them go together. I don't know how that counts. But anyways.
Two brothers and sisters in the offense. Hope you guys are well, inshallah. So now this is another issue that's arisen. And subhanAllah, we cover this stuff, not for the sake of it, but...
Wait, is this HD? Yeah, okay.
When it concerns the ummah. It's sad to see, but our duty is to inform the people, because it's going to be, you know, people have a right to know. Once again, I said before, this does not give anyone a right to do takfir.
So obviously he's showing like people partying in Saudi Arabia and stuff like that, right? And they're like, they're pretty offended, right? This is the place of Muhammad, or, you know, this is where Muhammad, you know, land of Muhammad, and now people are dancing and shaking their booty and listening to you know, infidel music and stuff like that, right? But he's saying, like, okay, this is all bad, but we're not going as far as takfiring people, right? Like, we don't want to do that because that's a kharijite thing to do, right? So basically, takfir is basically announcing people, claiming that people are not Muslim. Like, and he wants to be like, we're not going to do that, right? Just because they're like, this is not the right way, not the right thing to do. We're not going to claim that they're not Muslim, all right? But he still wants to call it out as something that they are offended by. Dean the life just saying how awful, lol. Yeah, so for people who don't know, like, it's Saudi Arabia's like regime, like, they get, you know, first of all, the Saudis, no matter how un-Islamic they behave, their behavior and their ideology and what they abide by and their standards that they have, okay, it's worse than Islam. Okay, so we're not going to celebrate you know, we're anti-Islam, we're anti-religion, but we're not going to celebrate this form of moving away from Islam, okay? Because there are things that are bad, even if they're not Islamic, okay? However, the fact that they're moving away, like, they're opening the door and, like, acting like they're being reformist and, like, having parties and, like, I don't know, these kind of things in Saudi Arabia or whatever they call, concerts and shit like that, is pissing people off. Like, why are these people who are acting like this in charge of the two holy cities, right? Mecca and Medina. Like, who, like, this is, like, that's why a lot of Muslims think, like, one day they're going to liberate the two holy cities, Mecca and Medina, from these people who some people will say they're not even Muslim because they're of the way they're behaving. Like, anybody who, by the way, if you claim that they're not Muslim, that's takfiring. That's claiming that somebody is not a Muslim, right?
So, curse, etc. It's something that concerns us, and we're going to discuss it and how we can learn and what benefits we can take from that. So there's a massive concert that happened in Riyadh, if I'm not mistaken. About 760,000 people attended it. Free mixing. I don't think maybe...
Free mixing? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Free mixing?
Alcohol wasn't involved unless they're just, you know, bringing it through the black... I don't think maybe alcohol wasn't involved unless they're just, you know, bringing it through the black market or whatever. They're doing it. What's really disturbing is putting everything to a side. We all sin. We all make our mistakes. And I'm sure many people out there may repent in the future, inshallah. But you know what's really disturbing is if I was a Muslim and I was a Muslim that didn't practice, if I went to a concert and in that concert, if I saw the Shahada flag, yeah? Now, I understand the Shahada flag wasn't put there on.
See? It's not just me. He's referring to it as the Shahada as well. I was like, why are these English articles? Is this, like, I'm not familiar with calling it the kalima. I think it's an Arabic thing, okay? In Iran, Basim, do we refer to the shahadat as the kalima? Have you ever, growing up in Iran, has anybody ever referred to it? Maybe I'm ignorant about this. Is we call it shahadat? It's the shahadat. They call it the shahada because for some reason they don't pronounce the T sound at the end, but they call it the Shahada, we call it the Shahadat. And he's saying the Shahada as well. Yes, see, Qasim is saying, no, Qasim is from Iran. Yeah, I never heard it being called the Kalama.
On purpose to mock, but it's the Shahada flag, if I'm not mistaken, the flag of Saudi Arabia. Again, that would really disturb me. Even if I'm there with girls or whatever it may be, when I see that, I would say, wow, like, that is disturbing.
So he's basically saying, like, even you moderate, depraved Muslims who call yourself, like, he's not saying it like this, but this is what he's thinking. He's like, if you're not like a serious Muslim and you're just like acting like you're just Muslim by name, but living an atheist, like Muslim by name, but living an atheist life, right? Living a heretic's life, just you know, drinking and dancing and partying and doing whatever you want. Okay, if you're the type kind of Muslim, it's like, even if you're that one of those depraved people, if you see the Shahadat right in the middle of your partying and dancing, would that not give you a pause? That's what he's saying. He's like, would that be like, okay, there's a red line, and I know I'm just a nominal Muslim, but this is past my red line, even for me, who's not a serious Muslim, okay? Like, he's thinking, if I was one of you guys, if I was one of your type of Muslims, if I saw the Shahadat in the middle of all this sinning, I would be like, hold up, hold a second. No, this is too much, okay? I want to be dancing and rubbing against girls and drinking and I don't know what else people consider sinful, okay? But please don't put the Shahadat in the middle of all this sinning. That is depraved, okay? So that is. So that's what he's suggesting.
I would want to leave that, no matter how sinful I am. If I have an
He's actually saying it. No matter how sinful I am, this is some level of sin that I cannot tolerate.
With iman in my heart, I would want to leave that. When I see that, I would say, "Wow, like that is disturbing." I would want to leave that, no matter how sinful I am. If I have an atom of iman in my heart,
So iman means faith. Right, so faith. So it's like, if you have any amount of faith in you in your heart, that would be like, okay.
I would want to leave that vicinity because it would disturb me to know that I'm dancing in front of Shahadat. Imagine Allah subhanahu.
So I don't think I don't know if he's going to show it. Maybe he's not going to show it because he thinks it's too depraved. I don't know. Do I have any pictures? Yeah, I have some good picture and one good picture to show you for you guys to see.
Allah Ta'ala telling me that you was dancing knowing that you can see the Shahada, even if it's on a flag, that would be disturbing to
him. Oh yeah, he's showing it. This is what happens. So this is what he's referring to. Like, people are dancing, and dancing is sinful and all that, right?
You was dancing knowing that you can see the Shahada, even if it's on a flag, that would be.
Look, that's what happened. All of a sudden, this like boom. I mean, it's really difficult for Saudi Arabia to try to celebrate. Like, okay, we're gonna have concerts and everything to celebrate us like opening to the world. But we also want to like boom, like show the flag to everybody in the middle of the concert, because the whole point is to sell Saudi Arabia. What is Saudi Arabia like? The branding, the colors of a country is its flag. Okay, so they want to have these concerts to brand Saudi Arabia as this place that, okay, it's now open to tourism and fun activities, but we can't use the flag. Like, how are you going to market the country without using the branding of the country? So you can see they're trying to do that, right? Right in the middle of a concert, like, okay, like, remember, by the way, like, while everybody is having, like, fun and, like, at the height of having fun, they want to remind people, like, by the way, guys, you're having all this fun in Saudi Arabia. Reminder, like, here's a flag, boom, in the middle of a concert, okay? So, like, just the branding of what's happening here, okay? But people are, like, some Muslims are like, oh, my God, look, they're showing the Shahadat, which is on the flag, in the middle of all this dancing. So going forward, this is going to be a huge problem for Saudi Arabia. How can we have all these events while promoting Saudi Arabia without showing the Shahadat? So this is what I'm saying. It's very inconvenient that they put the Shahadat on the goddamn flag. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a marketing nightmare. Exactly. D is saying, imagine if everyone just stops and stares. that would be amazing. All right, but that didn't happen. People continue dancing. People are like, most people are not like, I mean, tourists think like these are just squiggly words that looks pretty on a flag, okay? So I don't know what they think. And Muslims, they're like trying, like a lot of Saudis, like they try to ignore the fact. I don't know. I think they might ignore that this is the like, it's just a flag. Like, this is the branding of the country. Just ignore the fact that Muhammad and Allah is on the flag.
Disturbing to me, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah. Let alone being there to see the Shahada flag and carry on sinning. Wallahi, there's nothing I can say. And like I said before, brothers and sisters, this goes back to not having tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Now, this to me is an issue of tawheed. Why? Because you do not have trust in Allah to provide for you. So you're like, I know so I can open the country to tourism. And the only way I can do that is alcohol and...
he's talking about the Saudis. He's like, you're not trusting in Allah to provide for you. So you're like, that's why you're opening, you're using alcohol and concerts. I don't think they had alcohol at this point. I don't think it has gone that far. I think if there was any alcohol in these concerts, people like just like they knew somebody that knows somebody that brought it in. I don't think they officially were serving alcohol. If they were officially serving alcohol, it would be like people would be losing their mind. Like I think if there was any booze, it was like illegal.
Men and women free mixing like the Western world does it. So what we're gonna do is we're
free mixing like the Western world does it. Oh no, in front of Muhammad.
We're gonna let it be. We're gonna let everybody come and for them to be comfortable. And exactly, you are pleasing the disbelievers. It's as simple as that. Let's please them and do whatever they like, etc. You know, and you are doing exactly that. So you're putting your trust in these people, and Allah will humiliate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate and punish severely. So my issue...
This is like an Islamic way to feel good about the world is like, you know how people, a lot of times when you get like really angry with somebody, you know, so what do other people do? They think like karma is going to get them. Okay. Like, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm so angry. These people are made me so angry. They are wronged me in a certain way, or like they made do something like, so you just convince yourself that something evil is going to happen to them. And then you just like try to calm yourself because you hate them so much and you don't like the fact that they're happy or anything. So you have to convince yourself somehow that they're going to see the world is not going to be kind to them, right? So one way is to believe in karma, okay, which is nonsense. But also another way is to believe in Islam or whatever other bullshit religion that you believe in, and just be like, God is going to set it right, okay? And that's going to just, it's an emotional way of like making sure that you don't feel, that you feel the people you hate will get what they deserve.
Is this, you know, and you are doing exactly that. So you're putting your trust in these people, and Allah will humiliate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate and punish severely. So my issue is this, yeah, any country, whatever they do, whatever they can do whatever they like, but to see a shahada flag in a concert is so damn disturbing, man. It's so damn disturbing. So we should have our trust in Allah that He's created the heavens and the earth. He provides for the birds and the ants and everyone else. I'm sure He...
Yes, Saudi government, like, oh my God, we're going to run out of oil money at some point. What do we do? So somebody in a business meeting, when they're like trying to figure out how to value Aramco and how to like manage like budget the tourist money and make sure like try to be like, oh my God, that the war in Yemen is like bankrupting us. This was a huge mistake. And now we, to save face, we have to just stay there and like, you know, counting all this money and everything, trying to predict the price of oil. Somebody in one of those board meetings should tell the Saudi officials and their lawyers and their investment bankers and everybody else who's involved in valuation and predictions and stuff that Allah provides for the ants. Okay, just put that. tell all the business experts that are trying to figure all this out that what are you doing? Allah provides for the ants. Okay, put that in the memo in the business meeting and just everybody just go home. We don't need any of your analysis and, you know, and all your financial and economic predictions and stuff. Okay, Allah provides for the ants, and that's all you need to know. Okay, if he provides for the ants, He will provide for you if you just put your trust in Him. Okay,
He can provide. So damn disturbing, man. It's so damn disturbing. So we should have our trust in Allah that He's created the heavens and the earth. He provides for the birds and the ants and everyone else.
The birds and the ants, not just the ants.
I'm sure He...
Wait, doesn't He provide with some of the birds with the ants? Like, I don't know. Wait, actually, do birds eat ants?
Can provide. And you guys were sitting on a large reserve of oil all these years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide from places you never imagined. Allah says, if you fear me, only if you fear me.
Well, imagine providing for the birds with the ants. Like, the ants were like, what the hell? You were so, like, I didn't mean like this.
I will provide for you from places you can never imagine. But when somebody doesn't have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes matters into His own
hands. Is that a butt plug behind him? Is that a butt plug? Because if it is a butt plug, it's like, whew, that's like, I don't know. Like that look, guys, am I wrong? Does that not look like a butt plug right behind him? It looks like a golden butt plug right next to the Quran. That's a Quran and that's a butt plug. But it's like the thickest butt plug there is. Like, I do not know who you use that on, but I don't know if they're alive. don't know. Oh yeah, chickens for sure. Chickens do eat ants. Yeah, see, music guy's confirming. Ouch. Yeah. It even has the all the things, all the, yeah, I don't know what they're called. Okay, never mind.
Hands and causes his own destruction, like Allah says, the ones their own hands cause their own destruction. Brothers and sisters, that's what I wanted to say. It's disappointing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the ummah firm. And
by the way, if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not watching this on video, okay, this is what you're missing out on. So come over to YouTube and subscribe to the Secular Jihadist YouTube channel. Okay, so you're going to be like, what is this butt plug Armin is referring to next to the Quran? See, you're missing out. So make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel and, you know, just come over here.
The leaders, sadly, the Muslim leaders, to have their trust in
Allah. Okay, so yeah, devout atheist Sean is saying in the live chat, it's a corkscrew butt plug. Yeah, that's okay. So somebody knows what they're talking about. Exactly, that's what it is. Okay, wow. So Susanna know her Islam more than I do. So Susanna saying that's a golden egg. Apparently, it's a common Islamic motif. Is it? What the hell, Susanna? How do you know this? I didn't know this. What is it with religious people and egg shaped stuff? It's like Christians for some reason like have Easter and like they have eggs that came from, yeah, I'm not gonna get into that. But what has this got to do with anything Islamic? Like, I have no reference to this in any hadith or in any Quranic verses. But it looks like a butt plug. D is saying, did you just use a butt plug as a plug? Yes, I did. I did. That's amazing. Okay, yes, fantastic. Okay, this was the most beautiful thing that has ever happened on this channel. Okay. Okay. All right, so let's move on to what happened. So now we know we have the context of Muslims getting offended over stuff, over everything, basically. Hold on. So now we have, so what happened is this news came out. This is now very recent. Okay, this is this month. Okay, I mean, this is just 2 weeks ago, actually, right? So we have this news that Saudi Arabia moves to redefine Islam bearing green flag, and some people just took this and ran with it to come up with the conclusion that, oh my God, they're going to get rid of the Shahadat and the flag. Okay, so that's fake news. This is not fake news, what I'm showing you. So they were trying to redefine Islam-bearing green flag, but apparently they were just trying to figure out some rules and regulations around, because they noticed, like, people are getting offended. We're having the flags in places that we shouldn't be having, right? So what do we do about that? So they were trying to come up with some rules around that and figure that out. But people assume that means they were trying to get rid of the Shahada because it's just too embarrassing, right? Let me show you two images. I promise you two images. Like, look at this. So this is Marshmallow. So he's famous, right? Like, he's like really famous, right? So I think this, he was in Saudi Arabia. By the way, shame on you, Marshmallow, for going to Saudi Arabia and being whitewashing everything that the Saudi government does. You're a tool, okay? So this is horrible. So he's saying, thank you, Saudi Arabia. I had a great time. And like, look, this is like, he's holding the Saudi flag, you know, among all these parties. So that's one example, right? And like, here, look at this. Here's an example of things that could go wrong. Right in Saudi Arabia. Look. If you're celebrating your team, I think there's no idea on this. So for people who are not seeing this, so I have to describe what happened to the podcast who are listening. So the first image that I was showing was just Marshmallow in Saudi Arabia with a huge crowd of, you know, people partying behind him in a concert, and he's holding the Saudi flag. Okay, and the second image is basically somebody. So, yes, I'm assuming a Saudi girl in Saudi Arabia. Even the title says girl showing Saudi flag in inappropriate clothes. I mean, she technically rubs it on her ass. Like, look at this. Look at it. That's kind of sexy, actually. Yeah. Okay, so that was that. But hold on. So these things will happen, and that's why they were like trying to, let me read the first paragraph. So Saudi Arabia is inching towards changes in the changes that govern its national anthem and green flag, which is emblazoned with a sword and inscribed with Islam's creed as the birthplace of the faith. Okay, so late on Monday, the kingdom's unelected consultative Shura is the correct way of saying it. Council voted in favor of changes, state-run media reported. It comes as the country's young crown prince emphasizes Saudi nationality and the national pride. While decisions by the council have no bearing on existing laws or structures, the vote is significant because its members are appointed by the king and their decisions often move in lockstep with leadership. Okay, so they're itching. So basically, yeah, but we don't know how that. By the way, what a cheap flag. Look at this flag. It looks like they just had a green flag and they just added the shahada and the sword on top of it with just a sticker. You can see it has a different color, background color. What a cheap way to do it. Okay, so this made people come out reacting on social media like, oh my god, Muhammad is going to be removed from, it's so amazing because people were referring to Muhammad being removed from the flag and like Allah is just like a potato here, right? Like nobody gives a crap about Allah. People were just talking about Muhammad on the flag, right? So it shows you how, where people's priorities are, right? So it, there are a lot of people that had to come and clarify, like here's an example, that the Saudi Arabia is not removing the kalima from the flag, okay? And then they clarify here, like, okay, the kalima is not being removed. They were just talking about how, what to do about all of this. Like they're trying to come up with certain rules just to make sure they're not showing Muhammad and Allah in inappropriate places, right? So, but while that was lasting, while it was like this, oh, here's another example. Look at this. This is, you know. But anyways, while that was happening, let me show you what happened in the Shia world, okay? Let me just show you what happened in the Shia world. A lot of, like, I'm not talking about Shia world as in, like, just, well, actually, let's see. Let's go through this. It's pretty cool. Let me see what you guys are saying in live chat. Yeah, I like that dress as well. Yeah, you're right. Actually, Ghassam is saying the Shura Council just means Council of Council. Yes, you're right. Why are they calling it the Shura Council? A Shura means a council. A Shura Council means a council. Okay, so one thing that happens is in the English world, in the English like translations, Arabic words for something becomes the name of that. It becomes the name of that thing, right? So, for example, we have Sharia law. Okay, Sharia by itself just means law. Okay, so if you say Sharia law, you're technically saying law. Okay, but in English, when you use Sharia, you're just referring to the Islamic version of law. So, it becomes the title, the name of that thing, rather than just, so Sharia becomes not just the Arabic word for law, it becomes the name of Islam, it becomes a label. So therefore, you could say Sharia law, right? And I think in the same way, when you say Shura, it's not just the council, it's the label of the Arabic thing. So you could say Shura council. I don't know if that makes sense, right? I don't know if you, it's more than just the Arabic version. In English, it's more than just the Arabic version of that word. It's a label for that thing in the Arab world. Anyways, let's watch this. Okay, let me double speed this because you guys don't understand anyways and I have to translate so it shouldn't matter if I double speed it. سابقه در تاریخ این کشور داده است. تغییر سرود ملی و پرچم. شاید تغییر پرچم. So this video is basically spreading fake news. This video is speaking as if like then okay, so unfortunately in this video it is spreading something that is false. This video is speaking as if there's a confirmation that they're going to remove the shahadat, okay?
پرچم کشورها کار چندان بی سابقه ای نباشد اما درباره عربستان موضوع متفاوت است. روی پرچم این کشور عبارت لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله نقش بسته و حالا خبر رسیده که قرار است این عبارت از پرچم
So she's saying there's news that they're going to be removing the shahada from the flag of Saudi Arabia.
این کشور حذف شود. نگفته پیداست که چنین تغییری برای کشوری که مهد اسلام است و خانه کعبه به عنوان بزرگترین نماد اسلام در آن
So she's saying it's obvious that such a change is going to be very significant and shocking for a country that is like the birthplace of Muhammad and Islam.
قرار دارد چقدر میتواند باور نکردنی باشد به
گزارش she's saying it's unbelievable that they would go about doing this right
اقتصاد نیوز و به نقل از خبرگزاری آسوشیتد پرس مجلس شورای
look actually they have articles in Persian saying that they'll be removing la ilaha illallah from Saudi Arabia's flag right which is this is for fake news so this spread on Persian and Iranian social media right and a lot of religious people in Iran Shia religious people from Iran reacted to this. So let's see what happened. Let me see what people in the live chat are saying. Puya is saying, makes sense. Improper nouns sometimes turn into proper nouns when referring to something specific. Oh, wow, Puya, like, there you go. You said it a lot better than I did. Okay.
مشورتی پادشاهی سعودی به تغییر سرود ملی و پرچم عربستان رأی داده است. این مجلس با اکثریت آرا پیشنویس اصلاحیه شکل پرچم حذف عبارت لا
So yeah, like they're saying there was approval. Apparently the shura had voted in approval to remove the shahadat. But we read the original article that everybody's referring to. That's not what they said. Okay? I think they just read the title and they just ran with it.
لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله از پرچم ملی این کشور و تغییر سرود ملی را تصویب کرده است.
Look, the Persian articles are saying that they have confirmed that they're going to remove the shahadat, okay? Who are these journalists that are working for these Persian articles? That's not what happened. Okay? The English article that these people are getting this news from did not say that, okay? They were just confirming that they're going to come with some rules and regulations about where to display the flag and stuff like that. They never confirmed that they're going to remove the shahadat. But even though this is fake news, their reaction to it is very interesting, right? Let's see. We're going to see some tweets from some religious Shias in Iran, like, you know, using this as a way to, like, troll Saudi Arabia. Hold on.
فوز عربستان در ادامه اصلاحات سریعی است که به مذاق ادعی به خصوص حاکمان جمهوری اسلامی خوش نمی آید.
Okay, so this is like for the record, this channel that I'm highlighting, the Kuche channel, right? This is an anti-Islamic Republic channel, okay? So they are sometimes going as too far a little bit, and I feel like sometimes they are not saying it, but they're celebrating how fast the Saudi reforms are happening, right? So they're saying, and this is like an also, in my opinion, an anti-Islamic channel as well, right? So they like the fact that Saudi is moving so fast away from Islamic practices. And I feel like they're also celebrating a little bit immaturely to, you know, the fake news that Saudi is like removing. I mean, maybe they do at some point. I don't think they would, but that they're removing the shahadat from the flag, right? So they're like, this is really. So she's saying this channel is saying that this is not sitting well with the religious authorities in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
All right,
so like we're gonna look at some tweets, okay? These are some tweets. These are Persian Shias, okay, on Twitter, talking about this. Okay, so this tweet in Persian is saying, "خوب الحمدلله عبارت لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله از پرچم عربستان داره حذف میشه. این عبارت لیاقت میخواد که نداری." So he's saying, this religious Shia person in Iran is saying, "Well, thank God." They're like, "Okay, thank God." The phrase la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah or the phrase there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet is being removed from Saudi's flag. This phrase, you're not worth this phrase. Bassem, give me a better translation for the last part of this tweet. He's saying this phrase requires liaghat. Hold on. You don't deserve it, Google. Let me think if I could find a better translation for this. Liaghat. Oh, not. Yeah. Liaghat. Merit. Or no. No. Basically saying you don't deserve to have this on your flag. Also, yeah. So basically, he's saying it's so good that you're removing this. Your country is not worth having this phrase on your flag. Like, this phrase is, you're basically, is saying Saudi Arabia is a shit country, and it's, you know, you don't deserve having this on your flag. So you're beneath the shahadat. Okay, so he's thanking God that it's being removed from the Saudi flag. Okay. Yeah, last time I saw the literal translation is merit, but I think saying you're I think the better translation for this here would be undeserving. You are undeserving of this phrase on your flag. I think that's a better translation. Better than Google Translate.
در پرچم عربستان به نظر میرسد بیشتر از مردم این کشور بوده باشد. آنها که همواره اسلام سعودی ها را به عنوان
I guess there's one of these tweets that is so funny. Okay, hold on. We'll get to it, okay? So this tweet is saying انقدر عربستان حقیر شده که حاضر است عبارت لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله را از پرچم خود حذف کند. زمانی دشمنی با اسرائیل و عرب افتخار بود اما الان داد حقارت. Okay, so he's saying Saudi Arabia has become so low and so pathetic. I don't know, haqir, I think like so little, so insignificant, so low. They have gone so low that they're now removing the shahadat from their flag. Okay, there were, and that the second part of the tweet is saying there was a time that being animosity with, I think that's a good translation, Rasan, confirm if there's animosity with Israel was a pride for Arabs, but now there's six dots. Okay, so he's saying like, so this is an anti-Arab tweet. Okay, so this is a Persian Shia anti-Arab and anti-Saudi Arabia tweet. The second part is saying like the Arabs used to be better than this. Arabs by better he means that they used to have so much pride in being anti-Israel. But look at them now. Oh my God, this is so telling. See, these tweets, I think like this is what I'm doing for you guys here, okay? Like highlighting tweets like this will give you the way, like you could sometimes explain how some views, you know, among, you know, Iranians, Arabs, and religious peoples, like, but if you highlight tweets like this, I think it's a lot more educational than just like an analysis. You know what I mean? Like, and the analysis is good too, but like, I think seeing examples like this makes you understand it a lot better, like different perspective that people might have, right? Humiliation. Okay, yeah, so that's actually a better translation. Bassem is saying like they've been so No, I don't know. Humiliation is not a good word. I think low. They have gone so low. That's a better translation. Okay, Puya, yeah, but and this, yeah, I like this channel as well. But on this time, they didn't do a good job. But this time, they cited the Persian reports of the news, but the English ones that were the source was actually reporting something else. So usually, this channel does a good job, but right now they went with this fake news.
اسلام آمریکایی محکوم کردند معلوم نیست چرا از حذف احتمالی
Alright, let's look at this tweet. Alright, so this tweet is saying جوری بعضی از این عزیزان از حذف کلمه لا 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 از پرچم عربستان سعودی متعجبن انگار تا الان که بود تا اسیری توی روند سیاسی تا کسی فشون داشت. He's saying that why are basically saying, why are people so shocked about Saudi Arabia removing the Shahadat from their flag? Do you have basically, what did you basically, what did you expect from their dirty policies from now? Like, basically, the first part is saying these people have been so disgusting and have had such bad policies. Like, they are obviously, they're not Islamic, basically, right? Like, he's like, did you expect anything less from Saudi Arabia? So that's what he's like, he's surprised by all the shock, basically. That's what it was like, why are people shocked? And then the second part of the tweet says, "Ina najasan, oof. بهتر که کلمه مقدس لا اله الا الله را از روی پرچم کفر نفاق پاک بشه." Okay, so he's saying these people are najis. Najis means impure in an Islamic sense. Like, these are, they are filth. Oh yeah, that's najis. I think the best way to translate najis is filth, but in a impure in an Islamic way, right? So things that are just like basically like shit and pee and blood and pigs and non-Muslims and come, and these are the things that are considered Islamically, they're considered filth, and the word for that is najis, right? So he's saying these when he says these people are najis, means like he's kind of takfiring them at the same time, because he's suggesting that they're not Muslim, right? He say, because in Islam, I think there's 9 or 11 things that are considered najis, which is Islamically filthy, and one of them is non-Muslims. That's why if you shake the hand of a non-Muslim, you should wash it. We should wash that hand before you actually could pray, or you should not touch food with it. So I think by calling these people najis, he's saying that they're not Muslim, and saying given that these people are najis or filth, it's better for the shahadat not to be on their infidel flag. Right, so he's calling them infidels. So yeah, that's basically text. This guy is basically doing exactly what Ali Dava said he wouldn't do. So he's saying Parcham Korf mentions the flag of, you know, an infidel flag, right? So see this word here, Kofr. Kofr means, you know, being an infidel, like, right? And takfir, see, it has the same root. Kafara, takfir, kofr. Kafir is an infidel. Kof means being an infidel or doing infidel things. I don't know. Takfir means to claim somebody is an infidel. You can see that they have all of these words have the same three root letters. Sorry, it says root words. They have the same root, three root letters. Kafara. Yeah. By the way, all of us here are najis. All of, like, this whole najis thing, which is basically means filthy, because we're not Muslim, all of us are considered najis.
عبارت شهادتین اینقدر عصبانی هستند. آنها با ارجاع به شعری از یک نیروی ارزشی در ادامه دشمنی با حکومت عربستان گفتند حالا که عربستان نماد اسلام را حذف می‌کند، آنها امیدوارند نماد شیعه را روی پرچم این کشور ببینیم.
Okay. Look at this. This is what I was waiting. Not the only reason. The moment I decided that this needs to be a stream is because I wanted to show you this tweet. Okay, I just wanted to show you this tweet. So all of this was an excuse for me to be able to just to show you this. Okay. So I was like, what, following the story, like, should I do a stream on this? Should I not do a stream on this? I don't know. Like, I think it would be educational. But when I saw this tweet, I was like, I have to do a stream. I have to do a stream on this just so I can show you this. Okay, wait, don't tell it. Don't tell the Qasem and Puya, don't tell anybody. You guys be quiet, okay? But even for people who can't read Arabic or like Arabic fonts and stuff, what do you notice about this picture? Susanna, what do you notice about this picture? Tell me. Okay, I'm going to describe it to the people who are listening to this on a podcast, okay? I'm going to read the tweet. I'm just going to read the tweet and translate it, but the picture that is being highlighted here, I want to see if Susanna or anybody else notices something about the picture. Okay, so just remember that. There you go. No, yes, yeah, Susanna got it. So wait, so for people who don't know, I hope like people know the Arabic flag, what it looks like, but the Saudi Arabia flag, how what it looks like right now. Yeah, so you see there'd be a sword, okay? There's a sword on the Arab, on the Saudi Arabia's flag, okay? But you notice here, you notice the sword is a little bit different. The sword is a little bit different. There's something happened to the sword. There's something happening to the sword. Yes, Susanna is shouting in the chat, Ali! Susanna is like, Zulfagar! Yes, exactly. Okay. Let me explain it to everyone else, okay? So this tweet is saying, Bezudi, inshallah, parcham kishwar arabistan saudi, saudi sabak. Like, so this, the tweet is saying, very soon, hopefully, God willing, this will be the flag of Arabistan. Oh no, Arabistan Islami, Islamic Arabistan, formerly known as Saudi Arabia. Okay, so Islamic. So he's like, we're good soon. This is like Saudi Arabia, but it's going to be soon, it's going to turn into Islamic Arabia. Like, we're going to change it its name, like the formerly aka Saudi Arabia. Okay, so basically, this is an Iranian Shia claiming that the Shias will one day conquer Saudi Arabia and this will be its flag. Okay. By the way, this is very telling, okay? Because, so there's two things that he claims that they're going to change about the Saudi flag, okay? First is the Arabic phrase. Second is the sword. So the sword that we're seeing in this picture is a sword, like, what is it called? It's not double edge. What is it called with the sword, like, when it's, like, has a cobra tongue at the very end? So basically, it's... the edge of the sword is splits in two. The tip of the sword, not the edge of the sword. The tip of the sword splits in two. Okay, this is a very famous sword, which Susanna referred to, mentioned its name in the live chat, called the Zulfaqar, which is Imam Ali's sword. Okay, if you ever watch any Shia movies or TV series, they never show Imam Ali about Imam Ali or including Imam Ali. They won't show his face because he's too holy for you to show his face, right? But they show his sword as a way to indicate that this is him. He had a very famous sword in the stories in Islam called the Zulfaqar, and the sword has the forked. Thank you so much. It's a forked sword. And yeah, thank you. Wow, Sean is very helpful on Twitch. Thank you so much for that. And so this is Ali's sword. And I don't know if people know, in Shia Islam, Ali is the first Imam. He's the fourth Khalifa of the Sunnis, but he's more important to the Shias than he is to the Sunnis, right? Arguably, I know Shias would deny this, but this is a fact. Ali is more important to Shias than Muhammad is, right? Ali is, and this, the fact that this flag, and Ali is more important, I know Shias would deny this, but Ali is more important to them than Allah himself, okay? Ali, Hussein, and Fatima are more important to Shia Muslims, even though they deny it. These people, Ali, Hussein, and Fatima, are more important to them than Allah and Muhammad, okay? And Karbala, the place Hussein died, is a more holy place to Shia Muslims than Mecca and Medina. So go figure. And you can see how much more important it is to them. And this, again, this is what exhibit A of how much more Ali is more important to them. Because they didn't just change the sword. Because the sword that was on there, it was just a sword. Like, it's not like, okay, so yeah, you put Ali's sword here. But he also changed the phrase. I know this is just one guy, okay? I'm not saying this proves what I'm saying, but it's just an example of what I'm saying. He also changed the phrase to Ya, I don't know how do you say this, Ya Haydar al-Karrar, which is refers to Ali, okay? Haydar al-Karrar? Am I pronouncing this right? This is Arabic, not Persian, okay? So don't come at me. Oh yeah, Qasim is saying actually the people who are more important than Muhammad and Allah, the list is actually longer. The list is Ali, Hussein, Fatima, Khamenei, Khomeini, Mehdi, and finally, Allah and Muhammad. Okay, so not just Allah. Okay, okay. So Khamenei and Khomeini is important for Vilayat Faqih type of Shia Muslims, not all type of Shia Muslims, right? But yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay, so Ya Haydar al-Karrar. Okay, so Ya Haydar al-Karrar refers to here. Haydar al-Karrar it's a nickname for Imam Ali, and it refers to something he did in a battle. I think Haydar means attacker. What is Karrar? Karrar means what is Karrar? No. Attack Karrar. I think Karrar is Arabic. Is attacker. One of them is attacker and the other one is a lion, I think. Oh yeah, Haydar is a lion. Is it? Yeah, Haydar is my man. Oh yeah, Haydar means lion. Oh yeah, like lion. So for example, hold on. So like I think Sarah Haydar from the XMNA, that the Haydar in her name means lion, right? So I think that's the same Haydar that is being here. Haydar or Karrar means like an attacking lion. Is that correct, Qasem? Haydar or Karrar? Sorry, my Arabic is crap. Haydar or Karrar means attacking lion, and it's a nickname for Ali. Right, so this whole thing, and ya means like the, or like, oh no, ya means like calling upon somebody, like, oh, attacking lion. I don't know if there's an English word for ya. Okay, Qasim is confirming that is correct. Okay, so attacking, Haydar al-Karrar means attacking lion. Right, so this Haydar here, by the way, this is the same thing, the same word in Sarah Haydar, in the last name Sarah Haydar. Okay, Haydar al-Karrar. I think that's why her, yeah, Sarah Haydar from the XMNA, she's an ex-Shia, correct? Guys, is that correct? Sarah Haydar is an ex-Shia. I wonder if her last name being Haydar has anything to do with the fact that she comes from a Shia background, okay? Because Haydar as a lion, like, is something that is often used to refer to Ali. I wonder if that's why her last name is Haydar. So Ya Haydar al-Karrar. Okay, so what I'm saying is that the fact that they removed the Shahadat, which includes the name of Muhammad and Allah, and replaced it with Ali, it also shows like, yeah, when we come, like, I think this is good propaganda for Sunnis. Like, if I was a Sunni, I would take this tweet, and I will show, if I was a Takfiri type of Sunni who wanted to claim that Shias are not real Muslims, I would take this tweet and I would say, like, look, this is nothing, like, this shows how un-Islamic these Shias are, right? They want to invade Saudi Arabia, and they're so, this is a mask slip kind of moment. They're so open about their Shia not being real Islam, because they want to remove Allah and Muhammad and replace it with Shia Islam or Shiism. Like, if this doesn't tell you that these people are not Islamic, what does? Like, by the way, I'm not saying any of that. I'm not takfiring anybody, just to be clear. I'm just showing you. I'm just saying, if I wanted to do propaganda against Shia Islam, like, these are, like, they want to remove Islam and make Shiism dominate. Okay? So that's what I would do as an anti-Shia Sunni Muslim if I was one of those people. Like, I would take this tweet and do that. Yeah, so Ya, he's saying Puya. There's no English word for this Ya thing. Ya is just like you put in the front of the name of somebody just to call upon them, right? So for example, when you say Ya Allah or Ya Ali, you're calling upon, like, oh Allah, but it's just like the word oh doesn't really capture it.
عبارت یا هیدر کرار به جای لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله.
شمشیر عجم منتظر مقصد جنگ است مکه شده مرکز شیعه چه قشنگ است ما منتظر حمله یسوع حجازی ما منتظر
Like, this guy is doing a poetry, and in his poetry saying that we are... Wait, let me... Hold on. This is really epic. Let me translate every word.
کشور ببینند. عبارت یا هیدر کرار به جای لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله.
شمشیر عجم منتظر مقصد جنگ است. مکه شده منتظر... چه قشنگ...
Ooh, he's saying like we are like the sword of non-Arabs are waiting to... What? This is pretty intense. Hold on. Okay. Awesome. I need your help because I have really hard time understanding poetry, but this is very important. Okay, Shamshir Ajam. My understanding is that he's saying the sword of non-Arabs. Is that correct? He's saying the sword of non-Arabs, basically referring to Persians, is waiting for war. Is that a good translation? Because come on, I really suck. So Qasim is saying Ajam here means Persians. Yeah. So Ajam refers to non-Arabs. It's a word for in Arabic refer that they use to refer to non-Arabs. But in this context, Ajam means Persian. Okay, I did translate it correct. So he's like the sword of Persians is waiting for war. He's saying what how beautiful it would be when Mecca becomes the center of Shiism. Jesus Christ, guys, like they're singing poetry about the invasion in your like this is like this is their dream to one day take over Saudi Arabia and make it all Shia. He's like, we're waiting from an attack from the Hijaz. Like we're like this is going to be a great opportunity. Like come attack us, please. So we could use it as an excuse to attack you back and take care of you. So he's like, we're waiting for an attack from the Hijaz. I don't know what that. I have no idea what that was. Something to build something pure, but I didn't get the rest of it. Okay, and he's saying soon. Hey Daryl, what? Hey Daryl, Carol, you're like. Oh, hey Daryl Karor, which means Ali. Like, I think he's saying, like, he's going to hit upon the green flag of Saudi Arabia, something. Anyways, that was about it, okay? So that was that. I think that was pretty interesting. Lee is like, yikes. Yeah, guys, like, these... I'm gonna do more streams about showing you how from the very foundation of the Islamic revolution in Iran, this whole idea of the Islamic revolution had nothing to do, was not at all about the borders of Iran. Okay, this is a Shia Islamic revolution that is supposed to take over the goddamn world. Okay, but starting with the Islamic world, right? And that when the idea of the revolution in Iran has not stopped. Like when people refer to the revolution, if it comes from the people, from the pro-regime people, they're not referring to 1979. It's an ongoing revolution. It's a living revolution. That's why they keep saying in Iran, we're defending the revolution. People are like, revolution? Aren't you guys in? You guys are in charge. You should be against revolution. Revolution means you guys we're going to be toppled. But their ideology, their understanding of the revolution is that it wasn't just in 1979. We're still living it. The revolution is meant to make the world Shia, right? And the main places that they're thinking about making Shia, taking over is Quds, which is Jerusalem, and also Mecca and Medina, right? They were, the first goal was Karbala, right? That's partly what the Iran-Iraq war was about, to liberate Karbala from the Sunnis, which Khomeini failed to do, but United States did that for them by toppling Saddam, right? So they were like, we tried for 8 years to liberate Karbala from Sunnis and failed, but United States just swooped in and just did that, okay? So thank you. Thank you, Papa US, right? And then they just moved right in, and now they're like trying to dump. Now that there's no Saddam, they're just trying to just take control over Iraq. Sometimes it's working. Recently, it hasn't been. Well, we'll see, right? But now that they have Karbala, which they claim they have, the main things are the main three cities that they have to now take over is Jerusalem, Mecca, and Medina, right? To make Shia. So it's an ongoing revolution that has not stopped, never stopped. You weren't supposed to just remove the Shah. You're supposed to remove the Shah. You're supposed to remove Saddam. You're supposed to remove the Saudis. And you're also supposed to remove Israel's hold on Jerusalem. Yeah, so that's why it's an ongoing revolution, right? So it's an expansionist ideology. This is why, if you notice, IRGC, right? There's no mention, like the I in IRGC does not stand for Iran, okay? The I in IRGC, it stands for Islam, doesn't it? IRGC, I don't know what they, so it's in Persian, yes, Islamic Revolutionary Guard, right? Because the Persian version of it is Sepah-e Pasdarane something Islamic, right? So let me see what's the Sepah-e Pasdaran, what the full name of it would be in Persian. Sepah-e Pasdaran. Sepah-e Pasdarane Inqilab-e Islami, right? So, yeah. So, actually, if you... Inqilab-e Islami means they're guarding the revolution. So, the revolution is not over. So, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So, when they say revolutionary, that means they're defending a revolution that is ongoing. But if you look at in all the language of IRGC, all their declarations, all their missions, all their goals, everything that they say and everything that is officially on their books, there's never a mention of Iran because they're not defending Iran. They're defending Islam, okay? This is why this isn't... If you look at the language of Khomeini, he was very anti-nationalistic, okay? This was not about Iran. This was not about the glory of Iran. It was always about Islam. And the IRGC, which is a reflection of Khomeini's goals, as also has nothing, you can see in their mission statement and their goals and their names, the name Iran is never mentioned, right? However, that you can see right now in the regime's vocabulary, Iran and glorifying Iran is used a lot because against the wishes of Khomeini, the Iran-Iraq war forced their hand into having to play on nationalism. So nationalism, even though Khomeini was very much against nationalism, was added to the language of the Islamic Republic of Iran because they were desperate to use people's feelings to motivate them to join the war against Saddam. And Islam was not enough. Iranians are very nationalistic. So they needed both Islamic excuses, but also nationalistic excuses to be able to motivate more people to come defend their borders, right? Especially given that they were fighting Shia Muslims, right? In the Iran-Iraq war, it was Shia Muslims fighting Shia Muslims. That's why using religious language was not enough. You had to actually convince people that your borders are holy. So, and it's worth defending. And that's why nationalistic language had to enter the propaganda. They could not just rely on religious propaganda. So and Khomeini, I think, hated that, the fact that they had to do that. But Khomeini is more okay with using nationalistic propaganda than Khomeini ever was. So there's that. But even though nationalism and all of that has entered to their language, among the more true to Islam and more in line with revolutionary ideology, Islamic, Khomeini's revolution ideology, you could always see that the end goal is like to liberate everybody, right? But here's an interesting thing. This is when people like Omidana or other people step in, right? Because they're like, there's no need for a divorce here between two ideologies, right? People are like, okay, should we play on nationalism or should we play on religious language? But they want to be expansionists. They want to go beyond Iran's borders, right? Well, here's how you do that. Here's how you marry those two together. You do both by defining Iran as the Iranian empire that it used to be, right? So this is how all of a sudden there's a marriage between the religious type and the uber nationalist who see Iran as how it was during the Sassanid Empire. Because if you draw the borders of the Sassanid Empire, it pretty much reflects the borders of in which all the Shias in the Middle East are you know, it's pretty aligns close enough. So you could be expansionist by saying that you're bringing back the borders of the Sassanid Empire while also defending the expansionist attitude of the Shia Empire that the Islamic Republic of Iran is trying to build at the same time. So nationalism and religious language all of a sudden now marrying each other because the borders pretty much align. So it's a marriage made in hell, right? So there's that. Okay, so Ridrish is saying the IRGC is about protecting republic. No, it's not about protecting republic. In fact, it's the opposite. So when it comes to the Islamic Republic, it's the Islamic part that the IRGC is obsessed with, not the republic part. In fact, the republic part, they are hoping to get rid of. In fact, the IRGC is the greatest force against the republic part of the Islamic Republic. So there is a contradiction, you know, think about it. The Islamic Republic is a contradiction, okay? The republic part of the Islamic Republic is in absolute contradiction to the Islamic part of the Islamic Republic, okay? And there are people on the Islamic side of the Islamic Republic that think that the republic side of the Islamic Republic was forced upon them because of the leftists that were involved in the revolution of 1979. They think that they had to give this because the Islamic Revolution in 1979 was like a collaboration between leftists and Islamists to topple the Shah, right? So the Islamic part was given to the mullahs, was a gift, like, here's, okay, you get, we're trying to satisfy both at the same time. So you give the republic to the leftists and make it a republic for the sake of the leftists, and you make it an Islamic for the sake of the mullahs, right? But a lot of the people think like the republic part was forced on Khamenei. Khamenei doesn't believe in the republic or was forced on Khomeini. Khomeini doesn't believe in republic or democracy or anything like that, right? So they're like, some people think finalizing the revolution means like shaking off the republic part of the Islamic Republic and making it full on Islamic, or like as the IRGC probably wants that to be a military government, right? A military Islamic, like what is it called when you have a military government? Yeah, I don't know. I forgot the name. Okay, you miswrote. Then yeah, typo. That's okay. It was a good typo because it gave me an excuse to clarify that. It was good. Anyways, saying secular Sikhi saying, are there those who want an emirate or a caliphate? No, the Shias are very much anti-caliphate, right? Because the caliphate is a language that the Sunni rulers use, right? So Shias, who are the caliphates, the main caliphates that Muslims celebrate? It was like Ali, Ali became the fourth caliphate, but Shias think like he, you know, that's the title that Sunnis give him. He's the first imam. Forget being him being the fourth caliphate, right? But the other three first caliphates were Abu Bakr, Omar, and Osman. These are people who Shias like hate. These are people who stole the caliphate from Ali, or basically the leadership from Ali, right? So the concept of a caliphate is a Sunni thing and something that Shias don't like. I don't know what language to use. They just want to, you know, leadership. I don't know, Islamic leadership. Yeah, Islamic. Anyways, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I hope this was educational. and let me know if you if things are more clear or you learned something in the comment section after the live stream is over. And yeah, please make sure you leave a comment. The comments really help. The likes help, but the comments, like, I think YouTube really gets triggered when somebody leave a comment. They're like, oh my God, it really boosts the algorithm, right? So, So liking helps the channel. Commenting really helps the channel. Sharing the video helps the most, okay? So just take them. But at least like, because these likes really helps us grow the channel, right? And let us know if it helped at all. Okay, Secular Seikai is saying, good stream, okay? Basim, it was great, thanks. Okay, good. If Basim, who knows all this stuff, if he thinks it was great, that means it was somewhat educational. Okay. All right, I'm happy with how the stream went. Okay. Bye, guys. Talk to you soon. And, oh, happy Valentine's Day.